And now we are going to go to God in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your amazing, just being who you are, God. Father, we thank you that you thought it not robbery to bring us here. Yet again, Father, I thank you for the two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and I thank you for their yes and their obedience in forming the Master School. We ask that you keep a hedge of protection around the Des De Leon family, the founders of Artist Life, O Heavenly Father. Father, be the lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. Lord, we ask a special blessing on the man and woman of God who is getting ready to come forward and bring a message. Lord, you know what they need to say. You have downloaded it into their system. We are just so thankful. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we call it done and sealed in the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, going to get out of the way and turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Kai. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. The floor is yours, Minister Tiffany.
God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California. I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. Minister Kai, thank you so much for seating us and greeting us on this Simply Give God Your Best Wednesday. Thank you so much for opening us up with that anointed prayer and for serving the kingdom on a daily basis. God bless you, and to God be the glory. Well, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010 by two phenomenal co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And so we thank God for their yes. We thank God that they said yes to this, the Master's Call, which allows for us to have our lives enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here on the Master's Call every Monday through Friday. And so we thank each and every single one of you for dialing in. We want to let you know that this call also has its own website, and so you could go to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. You will see all of our messages that have been archived since the inception of this call. You'll also find information, bios on our ministers that minister here on the Master's Call, as well as just some information to keep you uplifted and inspired through the day. So please, please, please visit our website, and we ask that you would share it with a friend. Also, there are opportunities here for you on the Master's Call. If you have been feasting at the table and you feel that God is maybe purging you or pushing you to do something new, well, there's opportunities for you to host here on the Master's Call, which is what I am currently doing right now. Or maybe you want to be a greeter like Minister Kai just finished doing. Or maybe you have a message that you would like to share with the masses. Well, we invite you to send an email to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Henry Terrell, or our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new morning motivational call. Today is Awareness Wednesday with the phenomenal Flanagans. And so you will dial into this number, 712-770-4005, and use the access code 294-617-POUND. Well, in this month in California and this past weekend in Houston, Texas, the Artist Life Leadership Summit took place, and if you are on Facebook, you will see that everyone had a phenomenal and wonderful time with the Diaz de Leon family, with Elvia and Alejandro and Alfredo. You'll see that artist life is absolutely in a new season. And so I hope each and every single one of you who have the opportunity to attend either conference absolutely are in gear to move artist life into its next chapter and its next season. So, and if you did not get a chance to attend either conference, then please, please, please get back with the person who invited you to this call and allow them to share with you how an appointment with Artist Life can change your life, but only if you let it. Well, it's time for us to hear what thus says the Lord. And so our speaker for this morning, I'm telling you, she is absolutely phenomenal. She is amazing. She is dedicated. She is anointed. And she is our appointed speaker for this day. And so who am I speaking about? I'm speaking about Minister Ada Levette Grace. Minister Ada Grace is a humbled servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and a grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. She is also co-founder of Arago Productions, where they are approaching Abraham Day. So please, please, please connect to her via Facebook and find out how you, if you're on that East Coast, how you could be a part of Abraham Day too. She's also an artistpreneur. She's on Team Truly Blessed, which is connected with me. And I'm telling you, she is definitely a product of the product and out sharing artist life with everybody that she meets. So I so appreciate her and am honored this morning to bring her to the line. And the next voice that you will hear will be none other than that of Minister Ada Levette Grace. Are you out there, Minister Ada?
I am here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany. I love being a part of your team because you are truly blessed. I love that you gave our team that name because I'm blessed to be connected to you. I thank God for you. I thank God that you have been an awesome leader and supporter of me, and I just thank God for you, Minister Tiffany. I also want to thank God for Minister Kai. I thank God for you. You know how much I love that sultry voice of yours. I thank God for what God is doing in your life. I'm so glad that you were able to be there in Houston with our Artist Life family. What a blessing for you to connect to so many people there. I certainly miss being there with you all, but I mentioned that there is a large assignment on my life right now in connection to my church of Clarendon Road Church, my pastor and his lovely wife, and our church launched a brand new ministry called the Mission Church, and this ministry is to reach out to people who have been disconnected from church, have left the church, is skeptical about the church. And so we had an awesome launch. And if my primary assignment is to serve the Lord, amen, somebody. So I'm sorry that I missed so many of you in Houston, but I want you to know by God's grace, if it is his will for me to be there in Las Vegas in September, which is my birthday month, I look forward to seeing you all there. Must give take a few moments to honor the great women of God who started this call. Dr. P.K. Roberts, so love you, excited about what God is doing in your life. And Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherstone, I hear God showed out and showed out through you, showed up and showed out through you this past Sunday. So thank God for you. And thank God for my entire TMC family who is lifting me and Doug up as we prepare for our annual community event, Abraham Day. If you're in the tri-state area, New York, Philadelphia, Maryland, and you would like to be a part of this amazing event, we're in our third year, you can go to our website for more information, www.ergopro.net, like the air you breathe, go. Pro is in professional.net for more information. Well, I am so excited to be with you all once again. As many of you know that I've been continuing my series on the Proverbs 31 woman, where I have simply entitled, Who is she? What does she look like in 2017? Are you able to identify her? So if I was to title my message today, it will be, Who is she? And then I answer that by saying she is charitable and wise. And before I pray, you can go ahead and find the scripture of Colossians 3, the 12th verse through the 17th verse. We're going to start there and then go over to the Proverbs 31. Let me pray. Oh, merciful and kind God, I just continue to be in awe of you. I continue to be in awe of your mercies that you extend to us each and every morning. I am in awe that you would take a little nappy head girl from the west side of Chicago and use her for your glory. I now step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come through me and minister to these, your people. I consider it a privilege and an honor to be your messenger today, to be your spokesperson. So it's not about me. I am not the issue. I am not the concern. It's all about you being glorified today. So thank you, Lord God, for my Artist Life family, the TMC family collectively here on this line. And for our new listeners, we thank God that you are continuing to grow us, to connect us to people who need us. We love you and we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Colossians, the third chapter, starting with the 12th verse. Been memorizing this passage because I believe that as the people of God, if we can operate like this on a daily basis, oh, what a change that would be in our homes. Oh, what a change that will be in our schools, in our communities, in our nation, in our world, if we learn how to live and operate as God's chosen people. Colossians, the third chapter, beginning with the 12th verse. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love. Let me read that one more time. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, right where you are, I want you to make that personal. And whatever I do, and whatever Ada Levette does, and whatever I do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Oh, amen, for the word of God is so rich. I love it. I can't eat enough up from it. I can get stuff and stuff and just go back and get some more word. Isn't that all right? Now I want you to turn to Proverbs 31 because we're going to look at this woman who understands that it's important that so much is given, much is required. And so we've been dissecting this passage, and I won't be able to finish it all today, but I'm getting very close. But it's so many important principles of what this woman looks like. So I'm going to read, and we're going to pick up, for those of you that did not hear the previous messages, you know that we archive our messages, and you can go to www.themasterscall.net, and you can hear the previous messages. But today we're going to pick up at verse 20, so Proverbs 31, verse 20. Now, Proverbs was written by King David's son, King Solomon. King Solomon has been coined as being one of the wisest men to ever walk the earth. I often say he was a wise man, but he did a lot of dumb things. You can read about King Solomon yourself. You know our men need some help. We got to pray for our men. God bless them. Okay, so verse 20, Proverbs 31. Here we go. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed, and she is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Oh, this woman here, I tell you, she is not only the last message I had was she a doer, but she is charitable. I took a little time to break down this passage, so let me move so I can end on time because I want to share a couple of things before my time is over with you. Verse 20, she opens her arms to the needy, and extends her hands to the needy. What I put down here in my notes is that first she notices a need, and she's willing to help. I live in New York City, and I can't tell you that when I first transplanted here, moved here, one of the things that struck me and grieved my heart was the amount of homelessness here. And I'm telling you, not that I had not seen it in Chicago, my birthplace, but I saw young people, I saw women and children, I saw men, old and young. I have seen them in so many different varieties, and that was overwhelming to me. And I wanted to make sure that I could do something, whether it was given to an organization that works with them, whether it was just taking a time to talk to them. My husband, being very concerned about my safety, warned me not to pull out money and give to them because he felt like that some of them may be scamming or what have you. But my heart was just so full of compassion. So I noticed the need. It's always a need. In fact, Jesus said that the poor would always be with us. It's not just the poor in economics, but it's the poor in spirit. So the first thing we noticed in this passage is that this woman, she notices about the needs, and she is willing to extend. She is willing to do something about it. Verse 21, I put down that she is not afraid. Whatever it is that her household needs, she's not afraid to do what she needs to do to take care of herself and her family. Verse 22, she is resourceful, and there it is again. She's a businesswoman. She is serious about what she has before her. She is committed, and she is dedicated. Verse 23, It speaks about this particular woman is married, but I want to say something to the singles. When you are single, your primary responsibility is to honor your Heavenly Father. And so it's important that you can learn from this passage, even though this particular woman is married. The Proverbs 31 woman understands that even if you're not married, the Lord is your husband until he sends you your earthly husband. Amen, somebody. Okay. And so her husband can trust her. He knows that she's not going to be spending money unwisely. He knows that he can trust her with the finances. He knows he can trust her while he's out working, taking care of his responsibilities, and that he knows that she is not going to be around watching TV all day and not caring for the children or the house. He can trust her. And I often say to women, when you find that you're not accomplishing some of your goals and achievements, it's a real important that you sit down and analyze what are you doing with your time on a daily basis. What are you doing from the time you get up to the time you go to bed? Who are you serving? Who are you caring for? And for those of us who are artist distributors, one of the things that I have really had to come and understand that the primary call of my life is ministry. And so anything after that, I have to balance that out. And so I have a limited amount of time. We all only have 24 hours a day. And so really trying to make that balance has in the past been a challenge for me, but I really understand the call that is on my life. And artist is a great big part of it, but my primary focus right now is ministry. Amen. What I'm going to do, because I'm looking at the time, is as you finish reading and going through that passage, you'll find that this woman is a wise counselor. She is dignified. She is respected. She does not waste time. She is not idle. She is focused on what needs to be done, and she gets it done. She gets her done. So I want to leave you with a couple of thoughts today. In my takeaways, I want to highlight a couple of Proverbs 31 women that I have the pleasure of serving with. And one of them was our greeter this morning, Minister Kai. Minister Kai is the founder of Speak Life Christian Ministries, meeting the needs holistically of people in her community and surrounding areas, a mind, body, and spirit. And she is a published author, When God Births the Ministry. You can get that resource at Amazon.com. We want to continue to pray for Minister Kai and what God has called her to. And so look her up, Minister Kai Brown. Another Proverbs 31 woman that I don't know personally, but I've heard her speak. And Dr. Thomasine Pickens started a prison ministry to help. She has a desire to help men and women turn their lives around. And when they come out of the penal system, how to transition effectively back into society. So we want to pray for her, and we want to support these women, these Proverbs 31 women who are charitable and wise. And lastly, I got to also speak of Miss Jessie Lee Brumfield. Do you know my mom has opened her home for over 35 years to children, to people who are homeless, to women who have been affected by domestic violence? She was the first boss lady that I ever had the pleasure of observing growing up. She has counseled so many. And every time I speak of her, I get a little emotional because I'm so thankful that I still have my mother in the earth. I can't get to Chicago enough to just sit at her feet and learn from her. I'm so thankful that I had before me a model of a Proverbs 31 woman. You can choose to be a Proverbs 31 woman. as a woman and even as men for the brothers on the line, you can honor that Proverbs 31 woman in your life, men. I tell my sons, don't get a chicken head, honey. Get a Proverbs 31 woman. Get someone who is about something, who's been about her father's business, who is concerned about others, who is not selfish and self-centered. There is so much we can take for this passage, and I pray that you will continue to meditate on it. At this time, I'm going to turn the call back over to my fearless leader, my favorable, our songbird, Minister Tiffany. Back to you.
Thank you so much, Minister Ada, for blessing us with that message this morning. I will be calling you back momentarily to give us our benediction for the day. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise you. We thank you. We magnify you. We celebrate you. We honor you. We realize that we cannot do anything without you, but with you, we can do all things. So we thank you this morning for your presence here on the Master's Call. And we pray that your power, your provision, and your protection will be with us as we go out into the marketplace to be those great ministers in the marketplace that you have called for us to be, to read those Proverbs 31 women and men that you have called for us to be in this day, oh God. And so we say that, Lord, let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven, in the name of Jesus. I pray right now for Minister Ada and that you would fill her up until she overflows. I pray that Abraham Day will go successfully and that every single need that needs to be met will be met in the name of Jesus, oh God. So we thank you and we praise you and we bless you for each and every single person that has dialed into this call now and later, God. We pray, have your way in their lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. So we would like to thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this day. And so the replay for this call is 712-432-1085. The access code is 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to Awareness Wednesday with the Phenomenal Flanagans. That number is 712-770-4005. The access code is 294-617-POUND. And so we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Minister Kai, thank you again for seating us and greeting us and opening us up in prayer. Minister Ada, thank you for that phenomenal word straight from the throne room. And to each of you who have dialed in, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing me to serve each of you here on the Master's Call. Minister Ada, can you please come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Amen, Minister Tiffany. Thank you so much for hosting the call again. Thank you, Minister Kai, for greeting us and opening us up in prayer. And thanks to each and every one of you for dialing in, for we wouldn't have a call if it wasn't for the callers, so we're so grateful. Thank you to the founders of this call, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Love you all so much. To him who is able to keep you from falling and present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty and power and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Will you go out today and not ignore the needs that are around you? Be sensitive to the prompting of the Holy Spirit to reach out and be those ministers in the marketplace. We look forward to seeing you right back here on the Master's Call tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time and 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Right now, many of us are heading over to the morning.